Chicago Blackhawks get their first look at the team from Canada's capital tonight as the Ottawa Senators invade the United Center looking for two crucial road points. The Sens are closing in on their first playoff spot in a few years, and they hope to use the Blackhawks as a springboard in order to vault themselves into postseason play. And what a perfect time for the Blackhawks to take on the spoiler. The drop of the puck, this one's underway, the Hawks control. Jake Sanderson, a shot from the left point, goes wide, now shot from the right point, by Zub, they score! In front of the net, it was Brady Tkachuk tapping that in behind Arvid Soderblom. And at 2:25 of period number one, the Senators take a 1-0 lead. Kaiser now has the puck behind the Hawk net. He'll step out. Makes a pass up the left wing side for Mikheyev. They're going to wave the icing as the puck skitters by. Now right in front, here's Donato with a shot. He scores! A slick handoff there by Landon Slaggart and a hustling play. Slaggart got to a loose puck that caromed into the Ottawa zone off the inboards and quickly handed it off to Donato, who carried in front of the Ottawa net, went forehand to backhand, and flipped it home. We're tied at one. Karavainen's got the puck, Ottawa zone, bottom of the left circle, put it in front, they score! Tavo with a follow-up! He centered the puck for Bertuzzi, who was standing right next to the Ottawa net, and the puck ricocheted across the crease. Omar didn't know where it was. Karavainen stabbed it into the Ottawa net for a power play goal. 2-1 Hawks. Moving up the right wing side is Martin Paolo. He put the puck along the right sideboards into the Hawk zone. Batherson's got it in the right wing corner. Carries behind the net. Tried to center. They score.
Wow.
This one deflects, I believe, off of Soderblom's stick up into the air. And then it either tumbled into the net on its own volition or David Perron tapped it at the last second. And I believe that's what happened. We're tied at two. Into the far corner it goes. Batherson fired a shot that hit a skate. Sanderson took it back to Batherson. Put it over and a one-time shot from the far circle from Norris. He scores. Good puck movement by that trio out there for the Senators. Josh Norris found a soft area at the bottom of the right circle and one time this one passed Arvid Soderblom. Arvid did his level best to make the save but couldn't get it there in time. And it's now 3-2 Ottawa. Here's the big rig, Maroon to the net, he shoots, and a kick save made by Omar. Maroon from behind the net, putting it in front, Smith shoots, he scores! And the Hawks have tied the score at 3. Some great work by the big rig. He got away the initial shot on that rush, kicked out by Omar, but Maroon didn't stand around. He got involved and got the puck back behind, found Smith on the far post, and he knocked her home. We're tied at 3. Otto passing up the left wing off Slaggart. Actually, Kaiser stick. Stützle the other way for Ottawa over the Hawk line right wing side. Stützle drops the shoulder, walks at the net, and scores. And Arvid Soderblom is claiming goaltender interference. And let's see what we get here.
Well, the referee is holding his hand up here to say, hey, whoa, wait a minute here. We're going to talk about this.
Boy, may have kicked it in.
Yeah, and he went right through the crease without any push from behind. This review comes from Toronto, not from the officials.
Chris Rooney, our referee, is going to make a call.
Yeah, let's go video down. Review, the call on the ice stands. We have a good goal.
Well, Ottawa wins the game 4-3 in overtime. The goal at 46 seconds of OT. Tim Stützle scoring. And several of the Hawk players are off the bench to go have conversations with the officials here. I'm not sure what's left to say, but Chris Rooney is telling everybody, get out of here.